Shalom and welcome to our 21st annual Passover Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is part 16 of Preparing for Rulership.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 6:14. You shall not go after other gods. The people that are around about you have gods. And these gods are of these people, which are all around you. But they are not your gods. Any gods of the people round about you are not your gods. So go not after them. Those gods are unable to come to you. Any of you that have ever believed in another god, you went after them. Those gods have not come after you. You go after a God that you can't see, feel, or touch, or know. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. You went after other guys, know I'm right, too. You went after the other gods, but the other gods have not come after you. The people who created those gods came after you. But you can't say that I created the name Yahweh in this flesh, because I can show you books that are hundreds of years old before my flesh, that Yahweh is right there. Proving the name is eternal and lived before my flesh. This body that you're looking at, oh yes, I got you. See, I come in the name. That I demand you research it and look it up and discover for yourself how long this name. And yet no one taught me this thing. No one taught me the mysteries of this thing. Yet I proclaim the ineffable, unspoken, unpronounced name, and then come up with the right, correct pronunciation, which is recognized by the high priest who has kept it a secret from the world, making it the world's best kept secret. How do you account for me speaking and pronouncing it correctly without a teacher? The most important word in all of masonry, according to a book that I have seen that's over 115 years old, is Yahweh. Forbidden by a Jew and a Mason to speak it. And yet, in that encyclopedia they had that's over 115 years old, in that book it says that the only one who will come speaking and revealing the mysteries of that name, Yahweh, will be the Messiah. They said no one else can do it. That's how we will know he is the one. So you know the world of Masonry, who's running the world, know I'm authentic, genuine. The Messiah. Not a Messiah, the Messiah. That's why the white people on WIOB are saying, God is coming to speak Tuesday afternoon. 2 o'clock. I warn all of you, if there be one of you that have trouble with my flesh, you better close your eyes. You better close your eyes. If you have problems with my flesh, you better close your eyes, because Yahweh really is God. And if you close your eyes, then you can see that Yahweh really is God. You can hear that Yahweh really is God. The sound and the vibration of the name will permeate inside your brain and communicate to you that Yahweh really is God. But if you got a problem, close your eyes and listen to the fact Yahweh really is God. If you have a problem with my flesh, then close your eyes and you'll hear the word speak to you. Then guess what you'll discover? I am the word. The word is become flesh, dwelling with you, telling you, you shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. Now, if your mind is confused with my flesh, I told you what to do. As I've said on many occasions, if there's someone that has trouble with me being the son of Yahweh, Yahweh ben Yahweh, and you say you believe in the Father, Yahweh, I say to you, do you keep the Sabbath? Not do you keep Saturday, do you keep the Sabbath? Do you know how to calculate the Sabbath? Do you know the beginning of solar time? Do you know the beginning of time according to the solar calendar? See, this is a sign between me and you that you keep the Sabbath. So if you believe in the Father, you've got to keep the Sabbath. If you have problems with my flesh, do you keep the high holy day? Or do you keep the lunar day? Or do you keep any day? Oh, I know I'm talking power. Let your mind deal with that. See, I've never seen a person come and sit at my feet and say they believe in Yahweh and leave my presence saying they have a problem with me and keep the Sabbath and the high holy day and the dietary law. Every one of them eat anything. They eat the abominable things. If you believe in the Father, you won't eat the abominable things. You won't do the abominable things in Yahweh's sight. You won't do it. See, that goes beyond my flesh, doesn't it? It gets down to the laws, the statutes, the judgments, and the commandments of Yahweh. Do you keep them? See, that's the issue. Ooh. It's always been the issue. That's what I'm always talking. And from the beginning, when I first began teaching here in Miami, as long as I taught the law and that was it, huge crowd. But they watched me tighten up. I began to say, you must keep these laws. And then they began to see that I really meant that. And the more I began to talk about you must really keep these laws, the more they began to do I have any witnesses left? Snake right on out. See, it didn't have nothing to do because I didn't reveal the Son of Man at that time. I just started demanding we got to keep the law. I think you're a witness almost from the beginning. The more I said we must keep the law, up until that point, niggas didn't have no problem with nothing. So they could still do anything and live as they were always living. So Yahweh was something that you learn about as history, black history. Come learn about your history. But they didn't want to learn about Yahweh as the real God that must operate in my real life. They found out that Yahweh was someone that must actually operate in your real daily life. Brought the snake out. Do I still have a witness in the house? And we've evolved to this day where we're talking about ethics. We must be ethical in all of our dealings. Ethics means what? Truthful, upright, all that defines morality. Morality and ethics are what? Synonymous. They're synonyms, one to the other. So the scripture is saying here that if you go after other gods, you are unethical. It is unethical to go after other gods. It means it's dishonest. You can't expect justice or freedom or equality or riches and true prosperity or eternal life going after other gods. Because then you will have to look to the promises of the other gods to fulfill your life. And then all you have to do is look at the other people who believe in those other gods and check out that condition, and that ought to straighten you out about those other gods. Well, I mean, how people hold on to gods and everybody's raising hell and it's supposed to be a brotherhood is weird. But in the nation of Yahweh, we have the only true brotherhood on earth. I mean, we are absolutely brothers. Absolutely sisters. Not everybody that wears white, but every single one of us that have received me as Yahweh ben Yahweh and believed on my name are true brothers and sisters. Words and rhetoric will not suffice. You have to live the life. You have to be a saint. You're not one, you have to become one. If I would teach smooth things, there'd be no room in here. Can you imagine people that look like you and me who are invited to come and be a part of us and share in our wealth that they're all bowing to are not coming in here learning how to be ethical? Isn't that odd to you? It seems that all of our people would just knock these doors down to come and learn how to have what we're gaining. And it would seem that every single soul that has already come to me would be bounding with endless energy to make what we have even greater. I work incessantly, day and night, with unlimited enthusiasm and dedication and total commitment to building the kingdom of Yahweh for your prosperity, which is your prosperity. And I thank Yahweh for every single one of you who have my spirit in you to build the kingdom of Yahweh based on perfect morality and ethical teaching. To have my spirit in you means that you have given up the world of materialism and individualism, and you are seeking the kingdom of heaven, Yahweh, first. And you that are doing that, you that have done that, have discovered the word is true. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things shall be added unto you. And you that have seeked me and have sought me first are discovering it's true. I'm adding all things to you. If you worship materialism first, then I would say let materialism give itself to you. Since it's your God, let your materialism God give it to you. You that tried it found out the material God has nothing for you but pain, suffering, misery, hardship, heartache, tears, sorrow. It's the truth. I don't care how much money you earn a week and how fine your apartment and how beautiful your car, if there's something missing in your life. Something missing in your life. You didn't have satisfaction. No matter how much you acquired, you still were dissatisfied. Deep down inside, something was missing in your life. You found out that when you got a new car, it made you happy for a few days, and then it began to get scratched and dented. Begin to sputter and not start like you used to. And you get, then you turn around, the same thing that made you happy made you mad. You wanted to kick it. Some of you even cursed your car out like it could hear you. Old crazy car. Old fool car won't start and make me sick. Car that can't hear you. Material, your material God had you talking to stuff that couldn't even hear you. Then you found me. I am satisfied. Have to do is receive me. And you discover that no matter where you are, I'm there with you. In your midnight hour, I'm there with you. Travel. I'm right there. unethical to go after other gods. Oh, glory. Let's look at Deuteronomy 13:7. Read.
Namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth.
Now that means whichever direction you go on the earth to the end of it, in either direction, wherever there's a God other than Yahweh, have nothing to do with it. Don't go after it. Whether you get on a boat or whatever, going looking for it, you're going to end up immoral and not blessed. Isn't that something? Now, verse 15 tells us why we should not go after other gods. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 15 tells you why you should not go after other gods. Read.
For Yahweh, thy God, is a jealous God among you.
Now, wait a minute. This is not talking about some other period in history. You, while you are reading, and you that are reading, your God is among you. And don't wonder about whether I'm jealous or not. I don't mind confessing. I am definitely jealous. I don't like you serving nobody else. But Yahweh, your 432 years in America is self-evident. Do you like the result? You don't like the result? Well, you're here because you made me jealous. You went after other gods, and I told you don't do it. And when you went after other gods, I gave you over to the worst heathen on earth. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 24. Because you made me jump. Read.
Wherefore, I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled.
Verse 25, read.
Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none.
Now that's what's going on with my people in America who are not with me. They seek peace. And there is none. They seek wealth, and it eludes them. They seek prestige and power, and it evades them. But in Yahweh, see the blessing? Look at the blessing. When you go after other gods, look what happens. Destruction comes. The book says there in Ezekiel chapter 7 that bloody crimes are in the streets. See? None of them bloody crimes. Every way you turn around, look, bloody crimes. Right or wrong? Why? Because you're going after, my people are going after other gods. Let's look at Exodus 20 and 5. Read.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, For I, Yahweh, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Isaiah 44:15. Read.
Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image and falleth down thereto.
That's really dumb, isn't it? You talk about a heathen. I mean, you plant a tree yourself, cut the tree down, make yourself a god, carve it all out, make it into an image, burn it and carve it, then fall down on your face and worship it. You talk about a fool. Even you have to admit, that has to be a nut. Take a tree and cut it and form his image and then say, this is God. Then fall down and worship it. That's wild, isn't it? Make a statue out of clay, plaster of Paris, and then call it a saint. Pray to this. Fall down to it. Look for a miracle in it. Isaiah 44:19. Read.
And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree?
Are you really that dumb? To fall down before the stock of a tree? You talk about stupid. We have fallen to the bottom of the heap to need the true and the living God to fall down before the stock of a tree. Oh, Yahweh. Isn't that something to think about? Worship such. That's ethical? Unethical. That's mentally dishonest. I mean, you know you made that yourself. Then turn around and fall down and worship something you made with your own hand and tell yourself, this is God. And that's not mental dishonesty. Dishonesty is unethical. See what I mean? I'm teaching ethics. You might have said earlier, I wonder how this scripture is. What do you mean it's ethics? Well, if you go after other gods and you make it with your own hands and fall down and worship it, that's mental dishonesty. And to be dishonest is to be immoral, unethical. You're not truthful with yourself. Then you teach your dumb kids who don't know nothing. He grow up and you tell the kids, this is God. Poor little fool. He shut up a convinced fool, right? One day the house sets on fire and God burns up. Really have explanations for all this stuff, you know? When you get into mental dishonesty, you really are a trick. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 24.
For Yahweh thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God.
Verse 23.
Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which Yahweh thy God hath forbidden thee.
For Yahweh thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God.
Destroy you for that. Yahweh will destroy you for that. Make yourself a graven image and then fall down. How many admit that anybody that's ever done that is really stupid? I mean, really heathenistic. I mean, that really is wild, isn't it? And some of you have worshiped gods that nobody has ever seen. Some of you have prophets of other gods, and even the prophets have never seen God. They God. Never did see. Saw angels, but never saw God. And how can you trust a man like that? Never saw God. You end up worshiping the man more than you do God. Even his God. Yeah, you end up worshiping and wishing more peace for a man than you do his God. And go through all these long rituals for a God that nobody has ever seen. If you study about those gods hard enough, you'll discover that everybody that's worshiping those gods tell you that their God is a spirit. Yeah, boy, I can prove it to you. I got all the books. See, I studied everything. And any time something from its beginning is a spirit, it means that no man can ever hold this spirit accountable to another man. Huh? See, no man can make another man who claims this spirit accountable, because nobody's seen it. And when bad things happen, they say this spirit God did it. And it's your fault. And if good things happen, this spirit God did it. But you never have any proof of the existence of the spirit God. What I love about Yahweh is he comes to see us from time to time. In the flesh, you know, I'll never forget that Abraham ran to meet me and two of my angels in the flesh. He got me a calf and we sat down under the shade of a tree had barbecue together. I like that. That was my friend. Abraham was my friend. And I enjoyed appearing to Moses. I enjoyed walking with Adam in the cool of the evening, in the dark, talk with him. In the flesh, I walked. I didn't float as a spirit. I walked and I talked with Adam and Eve and the serpent. I was there to talk to all of them. And I walked with Enoch. Enoch walked with me. And I translated Enoch into heaven, whole body and soul, alive. Didn't die on earth at all. Took him on my spacecraft. Yeah. They have problems with my flesh. Close your eyes. Because I am alive forevermore. And I'm here bringing things back to your memory. I'm here bringing things back to your remembrance that it is not with your father that I made our covenant. I made it with you in Mount Horeb. You were there with me in the flesh. I made it with you, every one of you that are here alive this day.
This concludes part 16 of Preparing for Rulership.